Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's message is the wedding banquet in the air. In chapter 19 of Revelation of John, there is a story about wedding banquet and our Lord is coming back to the earth. Well, actually, in chapter 18, there are very horrific, you know, stories, such as, you know, seven plagues, 7 year tribulation, two beasts. But it has nothing to do with you, you know, who long for the New Jerusalem. And they are actually for those who don't believe in God or who befriend the world, even though they say they believe in God. However, the wedding banquet in the air in the Millennium Kingdom and the final judgment in New Jerusalem in chapter 19 and 20 have something to do with God's children. It gives us light and hope. And especially the wedding banquet and New Millennium is like a movie. It's a very interesting story. But they are not fictions. And they are not fantasy stories. It's not illusion. That's reality. And the reality, it is recorded. Because it is recorded by Apostle John, according to the revelation of Father God. He is one of 12 disciples of the Lord. He preached the gospel after our Lord ascended into heaven. But he received death sentence by Roman Empire. He was put into blazing furnace, but God was with him, so he didn't die. In the providence of Father God, he was sent to Island Patmos. This Island Patmos is a beautiful island that, you know, everybody want to visit. But back then, it was a place to send in the criminals. They were isolated by the world. So it was rather proper place to make deep communication with Father God. So Apostle John concentrated on praying and received God's revelation, and he wrote it down. Well, fleshly people thought, you know, they sent and imprisoned Apostle John in the island Patmos, but it was done in the providence of Father God. Father God let Apostle John stay in an isolated place and concentrate on prayer and communicate with God and receive revelation about spiritual realm. So, fleshly people think they are doing something as they do some works. But in fact, it is Father God who governed their hearts so that in the day were actually used as tools. Well, through this kind of works, there were, have been many twists in history of Ma Min in the providence of Father God. For example, back in 1998 and 1999, it was quite difficult for us. But through that period of, in time period of, you know, trials, we managed great crusades abroad, and we began world mission greatly. And especially, Senior Pastor proclaimed Jesus is the Savior in Israel. So fleshly people interfere. However, Father God turned it into a blessing to accomplish Father God's providence. So whenever we face difficulties, we should believe in the love of Father God, who make everything work for the good. Well, recently, I was so touched because our mommy members are united all the more and become more full of the Holy Spirit to protect this church. I was so happy to realize that the tears of our shepherd bore these beautiful fruits. Nowadays, our pastors, you know, pray every morning. It was so fervent prayer. And after the prayer, we felt like, you know, patriarchs were, you know, working so hard. You know, when we were, you know, Korean people in history of Korea, you know, there were many patriarchs, right, to get independence. So we felt like we became like them. So our Father God allowed Apostle John to concentrate on prayer and write down his revelation. And our shepherd received explanation on this revelation through countless fastings and prayers. Not only revelation, but all other messages. So, senior pastor delivered the lecture on revelation in 1986, once. But Father God made our shepherd to deliver this message three times more. But, you know, since senior pastor didn't have enough time, our shepherd delivered the message in greater detail last time in studying in 2008. So, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21 says, "But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but man moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." And 2 Peter 3:16 says, "As also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which are untaught and unstable distort, as they do also the rest of the Scriptures to their own destruction." So we have to interpret the whole Bible by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So to interpret Father God's word, our shepherd gave countless fastings and prayers. And we know this very well. In fact, you cannot find a church which delivers the revelation message. They say it's very difficult to understand, so you should not read it recklessly, and you should not interpret it. Some churches prevent their members from reading it. When we say, you know, the time is very near, they say we are, you know, proclaiming, you know, eschatology. So when we say we have to awake and adorn ourselves as a bride, then when we deliver that kind of message, there are people who do not like it and leave the church. So they stay afar from the revelation message and they are not interested in. However, to adorn as a beautiful bride of the Lord, as children of God, that we have to read the revelation of John well and make bread from it. However, the problem is people cannot understand this word of God, but they try to interpret it by their own knowledge and will. And so, there are people with wrong faith. Then how can you understand this lecture or this message is by the work of the Holy Spirit? Well, we can find the answer in the words of our Lord. Our Lord said in John 10, verses 37 and 38, "If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do them, though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." And he also said in John 14:11, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves." And he also said in Mark 16:20, "And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed." As you can see, the evidence or proof that someone's word is the word of God or the signs and wonders and power. And you and I have witnessed and seen the works that our senior pastor has done. Every week, we've seen clear evidences of God's power, that God is with us. Incurable diseases were healed, deaf came to hear, the mute came to speak. Even typhoons were stopped or changed their course. We have seen such amazing works and signs and wonders. The Washington Post had an article about this Hurricane Irma and stopped by Senior Pastor's prayer. I have a very interesting testimony, was healed of arthritis. It's the testimony of Senior Deaconess Cho Young-Wol. Let me read it for you. I had the pain on my knees for long, and it became even severe in 2003. And the doctor said that, I need artificial joints immediately. However, since I witnessed the power of God in my main church, I believed that I would be healed. So I received senior pastor prayer. But, I had to take a rest after 5-minute walk. And then my knees got swollen up. And especially, I had to, massage my knees to manage my, walk. One day, I fell down and I suffered from great pain in March, and I went to the emergency room by ambulance, and then the doctor said that I need the surgery, and my unbelieving family told me to get in surgery. However, I believed that I will be healed by senior pastor's prayer, so I asked my children to come to Seoul, and I met senior pastor in the morning. Well, I sat on the front pew, and when senior pastor prayed for all members, I felt I was refreshing. I was refreshed. And right after his prayer, I could stand up. My family got surprised. And I received senior pastor prayer once again after evening service, and I was able to stood up. I was able to stand up. I'm singing in the hymns nowadays. Doctors say, my degenerative arthritis is so severe that I need the surgery. But after senior pastor prayer, I don't need it. So I can feel the importance of the love of the shepherd. So thank you for praying for me. And thank you for embracing me in your heart, shepherd. Thank you. And I love you. We have seen this kind of works of God's power and experienced them. So through this, we can be assured that interpretation of senior pastor and the gospel of holiness are the true word of Father God. I told you last time, in this lecture of Revelation, lecture on Revelation, has a message that tells us to adorn ourselves as a beautiful bride of the Lord. And then, this lecture gives us hope to go to New Jerusalem, the best dwelling place in heavenly kingdom. As I told you earlier, whenever I prepare my message on this revelation, I'm so touched, how much, our senior pastor, delivered this lecture. Even you saw that, in Mami magazine, she said it was the message of God, right? She used to be a pastor, but now she registered as a layman member. This message was, delivered 30 years ago. But now, the whole world situation is going on just as he said. So I came to have even greater hope for, upcoming Lord. as I prepare this, you know, message, the wedding banquet in the air. Brothers and sisters, we have witnessed how Father God has guided this church so far. From the start and this until this moment, Father God has given us messages necessary according to spiritual growth of our members and flow of this church. And at this end time, whatever Father God's message has been accomplished, it tells us and it urges us to wake up all the more. So we feel the love of our shepherd who delivered this lecture on Revelation through his countless fastings and prayers. So we have to adorn ourselves as a bride of the Lord, and we have to enter wedding banquet welcoming our Lord. So let me tell you about 7-year wedding banquet now. Revelation 19 verse 9 says, "Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God." The marriage supper of the Lamb here refers to the 7-year wedding banquet that we have. The saved souls will have together with our bridegroom Jesus Christ as his brides when he comes in the air. People say that a wedding banquet, the wedding, is one of the happiest days in our lives. Both the bridegroom and the bride adorn themselves most beautifully. The wedding places are decorated with pretty flowers. After the wedding ceremony, there is a feast with lots of wonderful tasting food, followed by a harmonizing and a crescendo of music, songs, and dancing. In the past, you know, our people used to enjoy wedding banquet all day long. Even beggars were invited to enjoy the wedding banquet. But there is a country which, you know, holds this wedding banquet for 7 days. That's Israel. So, on a wedding day, you know, Israelites, you know, make up their mind to enjoy for whole week long. Actually, the wedding banquet starts late in the evening. And they enjoy themselves until they get tired. Well, I was reminded of the Bible message. In chapter 25 of Gospel of Matthew, there is a parable of 10 virgins, and the 5 virgins with the lamp and the 5 virgins without oil. Well, actually, in the real, in a wedding banquet in Israel, there are 10 bridesmaids, and it's a great honor to be a bridesmaid, because to be a bridesmaid is means that they are very close to the bride. And they are a great responsibility to prepare for the wedding banquet. And, you know, the bridegroom, along with his friends, go to bride's house to take, you know, his bride. And the bridesmaid have to prepare their lambs and welcome the bridegroom. However, they don't know when the bridegroom will come to bride's house. So they always have to have, you know, enough oil to light the lamp. But that lamp holds only 15-minute long oil. However, when bridegroom comes late, and if they don't have enough oil, then they cannot welcome the bridegroom. So there are, you know, the bridegroom's maids are 10. But what if there are only 5 bridesmaids with enough oil? It's a great honor to be a bridesmaid. But if they don't have enough oil, it's a great shame. And the wedding banquet is not pleasant ceremony anymore. So later on, the bridesmaid who didn't have enough, you know, oil could not come to, you know, their, you know, friends in the house. The friendship is over. So as I, you know, have made the research on the wedding banquet, I could understand the message on the Gospel of Matthew. So those in the five, you know, foolish, you know, virgins couldn't enter wedding banquet. Senior pastor once said that depending on how well you are prepared in spirit and be full of the Holy Spirit, you can be caught up into the air according when the Lord comes back in the air. So we have to become wise five virgins who have enough oil to enter a wedding banquet. So we have to always wake up and pray and prepare the spiritual oil, which is the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you three things in this message. First, I'm going to tell you about the place where we are going to have the wedding banquet with the Lord. And in the second part, I'm going to tell you about the actual wedding banquet. And in the third part, I'm going to tell you about the Millennium Kingdom, which will come after seven-year wedding banquet. Well, I already told you about the Millennium Kingdom already in two parts. But I hope that you can understand deep love of Father God who are cultivating us on this earth. I hope you take this moment as engrave that love in your heart. So now, let's begin. We will look especially at where the huge and magnificent seven-year wedding banquet will be held. 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, who are alive and remain, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord." When our Lord comes again in the air, all the saved children of God will receive the Lord in the air. First of all, those who are a slave in the Lord, in other words, those whose bodies have been dead and buried in the ground, but whose spirits and souls stay in the outskirts of paradise, will put on the resurrected body first. And then the spirit that comes with the Lord will be combined, and then they will have complete resurrected body. Then, the believers who are alive on earth will be transformed into the resurrected bodies, and they will be lifted up into the air in which our Lord will be descending. Just as, kinds of metals with iron are pulled upward to a huge magnet, those who have life in the Lord will be taken upward into the air in an instant by the power of God. So, and they will enjoy the wedding banquet as the brides of the Lord for 7 years, just as the Bible says. Before the beginning of the ages, God planned and destined this wedding banquet to comfort his saved children. Someone had a dream. People were being caught up into the air, but someone failed entering the gate. And then, he remembered the moment he committed sins leading to death. Well, we know that the Lord will come back soon. And our Lord will lift every one of us into the air when the Lord comes back to enjoy wedding banquet, right? Before the beginning of the ages, God planned and destined this wedding banquet to comfort his saved children. So, God prepared a special space for the wedding banquet long ago. So, where is this place? Well, before I came to this church, I've never heard about this wedding banquet in great detail. And I heard this message only after I came to this church. And senior pastor delivered the message when he delivered the message about heaven. As I prepared for this message, even though I listened to those messages before, but I received grace once again. I had even greater longing for the Lord who will come back, and great, you know, longing for wedding banquet in the air. And I was even more grateful for our shepherd who delivered this kind of, you know, precious lecture so that, you know, we could, you know, so that, you know, we could adorn ourselves as a beautiful bride of the Lord. Especially last in the Luna Day meeting, you know, senior pastor told us about to be adorned as a beautiful bride of the Lord. So, let me tell you about the place of the wedding banquet. Our 7-year wedding banquet will be held in a special place that is in Eden. Senior pastor told us about the second heaven and then heavens in Genesis lecture. As the senior pastor explained, the second heaven houses both the world of darkness, domain of darkness, over which the evil spirits have their authority, and the domain of light, in which the Garden of Eden is located. So the place of the wedding banquet is a special place designated in the area of Eden. Here, you have to remember that, you know, Adam lived in the Garden of Eden, and the Garden of Eden is included in the vast area of Eden. So you have to remember, the place Eden is inimaginably huge place. Worldly people think the Garden of Eden is located on this earth. Many, you know, people try to find the Garden of Eden in the area of in Mesopotamia, but they haven't found any trace of it. They cannot find the Garden of Eden on this earth because this Garden of Eden is located in the second heaven, which is spiritual space. Since the second heaven is spiritual realm, they cannot find it on this earth. So if you listen to this, you can understand how precise and scientific the message the senior pastor delivered. We understand the spiritual, you know, messages and mysteries that scientists of this world can understand. What a blessing it is. So we're going to have a wedding banquet in Eden. When we enjoy the wedding banquet, the people in the Garden of Eden will be able to see us, and we'll be able to see them too. But we will not be able to visit each other. Moreover, the evil spirits will be able to see the wedding banquet, and we will be able to see them too. The evil spirits will not dare to approach the place at all, but they will be able to see us. The evil spirits will fall, you know, so painfully when they see us, you know, merrily and happily enjoying. They will experience severely unbearable anguish because, you know, they had failed to take every one of us to hell. On the other hand, when we see the forms of those evil spirits, we realize once again how fiercely and horribly they try to devour us. And then, we will feel more thankful for the grace of our Father God, our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Shepherd, who have led us to reach heaven as saved the children of God. So, and we will be grateful all over again for those who have guided us to the path of life. When we enter the 7-year wedding banquet, we will not only enjoy it and feel comfort for our efforts and cultivation on earth, or also reminisce about the times of our cultivation on earth and add to the thankfulness given to God. Especially, mommy members will have even greater gratitude toward our shepherd. Many of us who were destined to die because of disasters and diseases were healed thanks to senior pastor's prayer. Those souls who couldn't be saved were saved as our shepherd filled of justice on behalf of us. Then we will make a confession with tears. Without our shepherd, I couldn't make this seven-year wedding banquet. I would fall down to hell. Then we will make confession of thanks with tears for the great sacrifice of our shepherd. Well, for myself, if I didn't come to this church, it would not be easy for me to be saved because I didn't, keep the Lord's Day holy. I thought I was Christian though. It's a terrible story, right? Well, in my parish, there is a member who has registered to the church for 3 years. He didn't keep the Lord's Day holy, but he was protected in the space of the shepherd. So it's a very interesting experience. So let me tell you his testimony. About a year later, after he registered to his church, he went to climb mountain along with his wife. It was a very steep area, and his wife told him to be very careful. He was holding on a rope, ignoring, whatever, his wife told him. But then the rope cut off. So he rolled down about twice, and he was about to fall off from the cliff. But then he stopped because he was rolling. He was supposed to be fall down off from the cliff, but somehow he was stopped. It's not rational. It cannot be understood. But there was some kind of help. Not to fall down. Well, he said he couldn't continue. He was like, can I say this? Can you believe it? Well, I hope you can believe what I say. He continued to say like this. So I asked him to tell me. He said, a hand just came out from the land and hold my leg. And he stopped rolling. When I heard him, I was assured that it was the hand of an angel. It's like, when Peter was imprisoned, angel appeared and then let him escape from the prison, right? So there are strong angels who protect the children of God. So I think it was that angel who stopped him and saving him. So you believe it now, right? He said, my wife is witness. She doesn't come to church. However, she believes that, there was a great help. So they were talking about it quite often. And then he asked me that he gave me his wife's phone number to ask her. So I'm going to give her a call to evangelize her after this message. So anyway, that area is in the restricted area. It says in a message saying, keep off. So he saved his life like that. When senior pastor delivered the message and last Sunday, angels are protecting mommy members to protect any kind of disasters. And he was protecting in the space of shepherd. So I asked him a question. Do you think you could be saved if you died? Then he said, I don't think Father God would accept me. It means, he could not be saved because he was not keeping the Lord's Day holy. But now, he's doing his best to keep the Lord's Day holy. And he even attended men's, home service. I believe that, when he keeps the Lord's Day holy and saved and enter wedding banquet, he will give, confession of thanks to our shepherd. I have another testimony of being protected in an accident. Senior pastor once, you know, mentioned it. A van was protected in an accident in 1997. There were 17 members in it, but the van was speeding up, and there was a puncture in the tire. And then the van was turned over 3 times, and then the van was completely wrecked off. Usually, most passengers in the van are seriously injured or die. However, except one, all had no problem at all. The one injured were healed right away after senior pastor's prayer. There was a lady who was pregnant for 3 months. She was popped out at the moment of accident. She felt like someone was holding her, and she didn't feel any shock when she fell down to the ground. And by the examination, she confirmed that, you know, her fetus has nothing to do with that. She was, and the fetus was safe. Father God protected all the members in the van through the hands of angel. And her baby inside her womb was protected too. I have another testimony. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God. And Elder Chun Jung Ik's testimony when he was a novice Christian. She was a member of Special Police Force in 1998. The ladder fell down and she fell down from 15 meters height. All other companions got seriously injured, but he was not injured at all. She said, a big hand was holding her when he was falling down. It was also the work of angel that Father God allowed. As you can see, many members realize that angels are helping us and protecting us wherever we are. So we cannot but acknowledge the existence of angels. Of course, angels are protecting mommy members who are dwelling in the light. However, even though our members are not completely dwelling in the truth, Father God protects them as Father God believed that they would change. Well, I felt great love of Father God after I heard the testimony of the one who was about to fall off from the cliff. Senior pastor once mentioned this. He said he feel like there are special guardian angels that protect our mommy members. Well, I will tell you what I saw in my spiritual vision. This is, you know, what I, you know, saw yesterday. And Pastor Su Jin Lee led the prayer meeting, and then I saw a spiritual vision. From the place where Father God's throne is located, a special force, like warriors, were coming down toward our Mamin. You know, when you see some special force or special ops, you know, we know that, you know, they have some very special, you know, mission, right? As I saw them, Father God is protecting Manmin by this special, you know, force. So I hope you can believe that Father God is protecting us all the time through spiritual warriors and angels, your brothers and sisters in Christ. When we enter wedding banquet, then we will realize something we didn't realize on this earth. We also realize that the enemy, devil, and Satan were trying to devour us. But thanks to our shepherd, we were protected and we received salvation. We will realize and we will give great thanks. And we will make, you know, thank you confession to our shepherd. from the depths of our heart. Because we understand our shepherd's tears and sacrifice to protect us. And we will enjoy the wedding banquet. In addition, we will imagine how much more joyous and happy the everlasting heavenly life will be compared to the seven-year wedding banquet, and wait for the coming heaven with expectation and happiness. Our happiness in heaven cannot be compared with the seven-year wedding banquet. The space that is for our wedding banquet and that of the Garden Eden are located in the same Eden, but the former is much more beautiful than the latter. So let me tell you about them. When you are guided into the kingdom of air that is prepared for the wedding banquet, an extremely bright space of light is unfolded before your eyes that you have never experienced before on this earth. Your bodies are lighter than cotton, and when you sit down on the grass, there is no pressure. At first, because the shining of lights is so bright to your eyes, everything around you is seen as shining lights, but little by little you can see each of them. The clean and blue sky will dazzle your eyes, and the shining lake will be stretched before your eyes. The lake will look like jewels reflecting and radiating beautiful lights whenever the waves dance. Various colorful flowers will blossom all the corners of them, all the corners of the kingdom, and the green pastures and forests are seen like curtains in the distance. Flowers dance as if they were waving at you. Thick and beautiful and sweet scents that the flower give off softly touch your nostrils. All colors of beautiful birds fly towards you and perch and sing for you with a clear and merry voice. In the lake, as transparent as to be seen from outside, colorful and beautiful fish swim across the water and move upward the surface and show themselves. When you step off onto the grass, you feel like you are walking on a road of cotton, and tender breezes ruffle the edges of your clothes and tenderly embrace you. These beautiful and perfect surroundings are displayed so broadly, you will not be able to see the end. In the midst of the beautiful space, there is a castle that is huge enough to accommodate all the saved children who will be enjoying the seven-year wedding banquet. This is here. This is a place that we will celebrate the wedding banquet. The wedding banquet begins with our transformation. When the Lord comes to take all of us back home, the saved souls will put on the imperishable resurrected body. With the transformed and resurrected body, each individual will clearly realize how much he has accomplished the Spirit and how boldly he can stand before the Lord. And with resurrected body, he will understand how much fruit he has borne on earth. Each person has not received complete rewards for their fruit set, but after he puts on the resurrected body, he will come to roughly realize what kind of rewards and glory will be received at the Great White Throne Judgment. Some will feel comforted and thankfulness when they discover a much greater measure of their accomplishment than expected, while some others will be a little disappointed in their lesser measure than expected. What I mean by measure is there are different measures of spirit that they have cultivated on earth. And they will feel the difference in their hearts and their attitude and confidence toward our bridegroom Jesus Christ. And there is a difference in a place at the wedding banquet and a limit to the range a person can wander around. And the same holds true for the space for the kingdom of air in Eden. The Lord's place and that of others will be strictly separated. A few fathers of faith and others who are recognized by Father God can move in closer to the Lord and talk with Him, but many others will not be able to come close or enter the separate space of the Lord. The Lord said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." People of Holy Spirit will be able to courageously put themselves in the arms of the Lord and sit close to the Lord. Those who have reached the fourth level of faith can see the face of the Lord, but the lights that our Lord shines are so bright that those at the fourth level of faith cannot see the Lord's face as comfortably as those at the fifth level of faith. This is not simply because the brightness of the light is different, but also because they themselves feel sorry that they have not been faithful to the utmost degree. In other words, those at the fourth level of faith can put themselves in our Lord's arms when He hugs them, but they cannot have the same boldness of action that as a man of whole spirit has. So how much more sorry those at the third level of faith who have not cast off every kind of evil, and others at the second or first level of faith who have barely been saved will feel. Each person will be different not only in the lights that their resurrected body shines, but also in the confidence and shame that they have before the Lord. The happiness and impression that they will feel at the wedding banquet will be different according to their measure of faith. But since everyone's heart is full of goodness and love without any evil, each person will be able to feel the most happiness and experience the excitement according to their measure of faith. Say that those who have been shamefully saved will not feel sorry always, but feel their own happiness at the wedding banquet because everything has been prepared properly. Those who have received the shameful salvation will not dare put themselves in the arms of the Lord. When men of whole spirit are hugged by the Lord and comforted and favored by the Lord, however, they will feel the same happiness and impression through watching the scene on screen. But when our Lord's appearance is watched on screen, His light is overwhelmingly bright. So, God will decrease the brightness according to the measure of viewers' spirit, not to dazzle their eyes. Those souls at the first level of faith are taken into consideration in seeing the Lord's face, but they hang their heads on account of their own shameful hearts. They will think to themselves, our Lord was put to such shame, shed His blood and was crucified for me, on account of me. But what have I done for Him? So they will not be able to see the Lord's face wholly on screen because they dropped their heads down. But they will see His face a little because God weakens the brightness of His light. And then they will feel most happiness on their own through the inspiration spread in this space. So as I listen to this from our shepherd, I once again realize that Father God is so delicate and full of love. Now, I will explain about those who have reached the Holy Spirit and accomplished the requirements of the bride of the Lord will celebrate the wedding banquet. I hope every one of you will have the faith of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you about the moment when we find ourselves in the arms of the Lord. When you are transformed into a resurrected body and taken up into the kingdom of air in Eden, your eyes are dazzled with powerful radiance. In the midst of the powerful radiance, the bridegroom stretches out both his arms wide towards you with a smiling and waves at you. If you are encouraged by his waving hands and you come nearer to him, his face begins to become clearer. It's the first time for you to see him. But you've already known very well who He is. He is the very bridegroom, our Lord, whom you have missed and longed to see for such a long time. Heartfelt and warm tears rain from our eyes down onto our cheeks. You are reminded of every moment that you have experienced during your cultivation on earth and cannot stop tears. No matter how hard and difficult the situations were, and no matter what kind of trials and persecution you faced, you could overcome them. With just thinking about our Lord, who loved you to the point of laying down His life for you, now you are seeing Him face to face for the first time. How touching the moment will be when you see the Lord face to face. Our Lord will approach you, and He will call you, my bride, and hugs you with His mighty arms around you. And He says, my bride, I waited this day. I love you. In this way, He gives you a touching expression of His love. When you are in His arms and hear His loving confession, heartfelt tears well up from your eyes. And our Lord wipes away your tears with his tender hands and hugs you more. When you look into his eyes, you can feel his love as it is. You can read the heart of the Lord saying, I know everything. I know your tears and pains. From now on, only happiness and joy await you. Then we will not depart from the Lord. We will realize it is in this way that you experience perfect peace that you have never experienced, and your body becomes filled with joy and fullness in the arms of the Lord. Meantime, beautiful praising voices are heard tenderly from somewhere and touch your heart. Then the Lord takes you to the place that resounds with the songs like birds in flight. Where you are taken there by the Lord, you will find shining and gorgeous castle. The castle is so big, beautiful, magnificent. As soon as you arrive there, the gates of the castle are open and bright lights are shown from the inside. At the entrance of the castle, numerous angels line up and welcome you for entering there. As you are welcomed by angels, you will find huge ballroom. If you enter the castle in the midst of angels' reception, you cannot find the end of the ballroom. However, your eyesight is so good to see the whole ballroom. Like you have telescope as on this earth. It's like I was told that, you know, there is a very high technology in a telescope which can see very far away, right? So when you enter that ballroom, you can find all the interiors and ornaments. This magnificent hall has been decorated with all kinds of beautiful adornments, filled with five colors of bright and shining lights, and clearer and more beautiful songs than that of a short time before they were sounded. When all the proper brides of the Lord have arrived, the bridegroom, our Lord, announces the beginning of the wedding banquet in a tender and mighty voice. However, those who didn't achieve the Holy Spirit should watch this scene outside the castle, outside the hall, and the wedding banquet begins. This wedding banquet is completely prepared by angels. So, all the saved children will enjoy as much as possible by the help of angels. You cannot, use angels as you do in New Jerusalem, but, angels are providing all the necessities and food to you. The food that you eat in the wedding banquet is not the food from this earth. They are food and fruits in Eden. Well, when I was a child, I couldn't enjoy snacks as I have now. But someday, I was given wafers from the States, and it was so sweet and tasted good. And I was amazed at the taste of that wafers from the States. So I think when we go to wedding banquet and eat the fruit of Eden, then probably we'll be amazed at the taste of those food and fruits. Well, as I talk about food of heaven, I'm reminded of, Galbi, a prayer house. The Galbi of prayer house is so beautiful, right? Our shepherd, desires to invite our students to his prayer house. And he also wants to invite our pastors. So he is working so hard to encourage you. Our shepherd is working so hard. That's his love. Well, we will also drink the the water of life that flows down from the throne of God. Then we will enjoy the wedding banquet. And the music will not stop, and angels will show us beautiful dance so that we can enjoy the wedding banquet. But we are not just singing their dance and praising. We also have conversation with the Lord and sing praises and praise our God. But not everybody can sit down with the Lord together at the same table. The Lord said in Luke 22, verses 28 to 30, "You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." The disciples of the Lord love the Lord so much, and they risk their lives till the last moment to walk the way of the Lord. Only those can drink and eat at the same table with the Lord. To become like them, by the inspiration of Pastor Soojin Lee, we began the campaign of visiting. As you saw in Mami magazine, those workers who were not faithful before are waking up through this campaign. And I'm so happy to see such workers. Before actual visiting, they have prayer meetings. And they shout out saying, "I will not spare my life," three times. And they go on to visit members. Well, actually, this is Mamim praise, right? It has a great power. We sang this song when we had a meeting, official meeting for the members, the campaign members. And I had a moment along with other parish pastors to encourage our the visiting members. And on the moment, I shed tears a lot. They were tears from the depths of my heart. And later, I realized that other parish pastors also cried like that. One of the reasons to shed tears like that was that I was so thankful for those who visited our members in the beginning of this year. Just as, you know, our shepherd said, you know, he once said that our members are so lovely, he would like to bite you, right? Because you look so lovely. And, you know, I felt the same when I encouraged them. They were so precious. I had the desire to go to New Jerusalem together with them. And then I shed tears. And I saw that key to New Jerusalem. So Father God was pleased with those, you know, visiting members. And I have a testimony related to that in a visiting campaign. Well, it was a long testimony, so I will skip the front part, and I will continue from the middle. It's Deaconess Yi Sang-ye. My husband, Deacon Yi Jae-seok, visited many members, and he visited many government offices. And he realized that there was a housing benefit. But we didn't think about applying for it. We just took care of our members. Then last January, my husband applied for it. Well, he and I all healthy. So we had hope for a blessing. Then we had the wish to please Father God in the period of, you know, campaign. For 2 weeks, we visited many members, and we met senior pastor. March 8th, we had a happy moment to be invited to Pastor Soojin Lee's meeting. As if we were being invited to a prayer house, we prepare ourselves well, neatly. And the meeting was full of happiness and joy. I had even greater hope for being invited to a prayer house. On our way home, I got a call that I was selected to receive housing benefit. And we didn't even apply for medical benefit, but we were also getting the medical benefit because the officer applied it on behalf of us. Thanks to medical benefit, you know, my second daughter, you know, could receive almost free of charge the tooth, you know, treatment. The housing benefit provide a great amount of money to get, you know, to use as a security deposit and a monthly rate. And then the monthly rate is just about, you know, 100,000 won. Well, this family were in great difficulty before. However, even in that difficult moment, the husband helped his wife to work for church greatly. Before they came to the church, the family got bankrupt, so they had to scatter. And they were almost close to, you know, divorce. However, they came to this church, and they got help from our shepherd. And they solved their problems, and they became a great family of peace. And they don't, we have such, you know, families, right? Those, you know, who overcame, you know, difficulties, financial difficulties by the help of our shepherd, and they enjoy great happiness in the Lord. We have such families a lot in this church. Now this family, don't forget the grace that they receive from the shepherd. And they are faithful whenever they are seen or not by others. So as they were faithful like that, they received blessing. And they made a confession after the blessing. She said, I was just faithful. And Father God piled it up. I feel like now I'm receiving a monthly salary from Father God. Then her husband had a dream. And it was a great dream. So let me introduce his dream. Dear parish pastor, I had a dream after the housing benefit. There were about like a dozen people in a space, and the senior pastor was shaking hands every and each one of them. He came to me and held my hand, and he said, do you know why you received such a blessing? I didn't even tell him that I received blessing, but he asked me. Then I thought to myself, I didn't tell him about the blessing, but how does he know? But, you know, I replied. I couldn't reply. But senior pastor said, you can receive blessing after you fill up justice. Moses and Joseph, they could have been used right away. But through the long years of refinement, they fill up their own justice and they were used. You remember the devotion service of the church workers? He was greatly touched by the message. And he said it was faithfulness. And he said, that's right. No matter whether you are seen by others or not, if you are faithful according to the will of Father God, then you can fill up justice and you will receive blessing. So I will conclude his testimony. After the dream, he felt the great love of the shepherd, and he made up his mind to be more faithful. Now, let's go back to the message. I told you that those who are faithful until the end can sit and eat at the same table with the Lord. However, those who cannot come close to the Lord can also feel that they, as if they were with the Lord right face to face. In wedding banquet, you can have beautiful conversation with those whom you cannot be with on this earth. You will be able to see those in the family members who passed away before. You'll be so happy, right? Now, outside the castle, there is a happy moment. You can enjoy beautiful nature outside the castle. You will have conversation with the ones you loved, walking those in a beautiful road. You will dance. You will sing praises. In a huge place, you can enjoy so many things. For example, you can ride a boat on a lake with the Lord or with the shepherd. You can swim. You can enjoy many things. Well, you have a vacation every year, right? And you go to mountain or sea, ocean to get rest, right? However, during the 70 wedding banquet, we enjoy like this every day. It is beyond our imagination. And it was all prepared by the love of Father God. Well, we won't be able to enjoy all the things as if we do in heaven. But in the place of Eden, according to the order, we can enjoy so many things and we can meet as many as possible. And we will not get tired, even though we enjoy it every day. It will be even greater. So the 7 years will pass by as if it were like just 7 hours. So even though you have some family members who left without being caught in the air, you will not remember them during the 7 year wedding banquet. However, our shepherd said he would not fully enjoy the wedding banquet because he would think about those souls who are left on this earth. Of course, his joy and emotion will be so great when he found himself in the Lord's arms. He will still pray for those souls who are left on this earth so that they could keep their faith. Since our shepherd thinks it's his duty, until the Great White Throne Judgment is over and until we enter New Jerusalem, even during the Millennium Kingdom, he always harbors such souls. When we enjoy 70 with a wedding banquet, there is 70 tribulation on this earth. We feel like those 7 years are just like 7 hours. But 7 years on this earth is so long. Because the Antichrist tried to hunt down those who believe in the Lord. And they tortured those God-believing people. Such horrific things are taking place on this earth. So those who tried to keep their faith on this earth would live their lives in fear and horror. Dear brothers and sisters, we should be thankful to know there was a 7 year wedding banquet, 7 year tribulation. We also learned how we can avoid the 7 year tribulation, but enter 7 year wedding banquet. Thanks to our shepherd. Now, after the 7 year wedding banquet, we will come down to this earth along with the Lord to reign with the Lord for 1,000 years, just as Revelation 20 verse 6 says. In the last part, I want to tell you the Millennium Kingdom, we will go to after 7 year wedding banquet. I already delivered messages about this Millennium Kingdom, so I will just give you a brief explanation. I hope that you can feel the love of Father God who prepared this Millennium Kingdom for you. The Millennium Kingdom is also enjoyable, just like the wedding banquet in the air. It is full of happiness. Once the Lord comes down to this earth, He restores the earth, which was polluted or deteriorated by nuclear war, and the pollutions. He clears the air and He cleans the water So all will become refreshed. During the Millennium Kingdom, the four seasons are not clear because there is no great heat or coldness. There is no typhoon or drought. By the power of the Lord, the sunlight and rain and wind will be adjusted. So as if you enjoy in a very, you know, very good in a vacation place. You will enjoy yourself with the ones you loved during the Millennium Kingdom. It's like honeymoon that you enjoy after the wedding banquet. You will visit many places on this earth. You will be able to visit many places that you couldn't visit on this earth. So every day during the Millennium Kingdom is so full of happiness. As you can see on screen, are so beautiful, right? But the scenes during the Millennium Kingdom will be much more beautiful. The Millennium Kingdom was already planned by Father God in the, from the beginning when He created or created during the creation works. As we reign on this earth, we will not have any more clinging attachment to this earth once we go to heaven. We cannot see this earth once we go to heaven. Because after the Millennium Kingdom, Father God will move this earth, the sun and the moon, and everything in the first heaven to some different place. Brothers and sisters, there is even greater reason for this Millennium Kingdom. The reason that we enjoy the Millennium Kingdom, even though the cultivation is over, is that He wants us to be reminded of the reason why we were cultivated. He wants to show us that the process of human cultivation was necessary to become His true children. That's the great providence contained in the Millennium Kingdom. People can choose something good when they experience something bad. As people experience pain due to sin, they realize sin and the truth and goodness is much better than evil, and they can choose the truth over untruth. So they will choose goodness from the depths of their heart, and they can become true children who can truly love Father God. To do that, they have to experience the relativity. So the cultivation was necessary, and there was the enemy, devil, and Satan, and hell were also necessary. So Father God gave us free will, and He lets us know what we have to choose among goodness and evil. And Father God gave us Him to understand there is a divine God, and He also gave us the Bible. He sent forefathers of faith and servants of God, and He is showing us that He is alive through signs and wonders. However, even though there are so many evidences of the living God, it is up to you. Those who choose truth in His free will receive salvation. Those who choose evil will go to hell according to the rule of the spiritual realm. The wage of sin is death. If Father God chose people to choose only goodness, there will be no people who will go to hell, but there will be no true children. And there are actually angels who always enjoy. There will be no need for human cultivation. However, Father God didn't want robots. Father God wanted to have true children who could share true love with Him. So that's why Father God gave us free will. Brothers and sisters, through the Millennium Kingdom, Father God makes us realize the various meanings in human cultivation. Romans 11 verse 33 says, Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways. He prepared everything before ages to acquire two children. But He planned everything until the last moment. As if like there was a scenario before a good movie, Father God had a plan for human cultivation. A pastor in Mami magazine said that when she listened to the Genesis lecture, it was a project of Father God in this Mamin. I was touched by his comment. So he had a plan and providence of cultivation before the ages. So the millennium kingdom is not the time for cultivation. It is the place after the human cultivation. So those fleshly people who are not cultivated during the millennium kingdom cannot receive salvation. Well, I cannot tell you even greater detail because I already told you about the millennium kingdom and the fleshly people during the millennium kingdom. The fleshly people during the millennium kingdom heard the truth, however, and they actually received the teaching of the Lord. However, once evil spirits are released and when they were deceived, they are all incited by the evil spirits. Even though they live in happiness and peace during the millennium kingdom, since they didn't cast off sinful attributes from their hearts, once the enemy devil and Satan works their evil, got revealed. So once those evil spirits are released during the millennium kingdom, that those fleshly people during the millennium kingdom, people reveal their evil and they cannot receive salvation. So, the same applies to us. If we don't get rid of sinful attributes from our heart, no matter how much we experience the works of God, and no matter how much faithful we are in our Christian lives, we cannot but be deceived and will stumble. Therefore, I hope you can be thankful for this moment of cultivation. And I hope that you can be grateful for the fact that you are being cultivated on this earth. I also hope that you're always awake and pray just like five wise virgins and prepare enough oil. May you circumcise your heart and shine like bright light and prepare your clothes and become an important people in a 7-year wedding banquet. And enjoy yourself along with the Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, as a man of whole spirit, and find yourself in the Lord's arms. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.